The bayous of Louisiana teem with egrets, alligators, coyotes, spiders, and snakes in the gathering shade of live oak and cypress trees. Over the next several days, the freshwater bayous of Louisiana will brighten even more, as they do every year with the bouquet of blooming irises. Now, irises and their hybrids can be found all over the country today, but that hasn't always been the case. Naturalists discovered the flower in Louisiana, which still has more varieties of irises than any other state, including one that grows up to 5 feet tall. Maybe that's the Shack iris. Jeanette Hardy is a garden writer and author of the book Gardens of New Orleans, Exquisite Excess. She joins us from the middle of a bayou outside of New Orleans known as the Jean Lafitte National Park. Ms. Hardy, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Scott.
And how do you get a cell phone in the middle of a bayou?
Well, I'm out here about half a mile into the swamp, but actually only about 20 or 30 minutes from the French Quarter, so the swamp is pretty close to town.
Tell us a little bit about the range of irises that Louisiana has.
Well, there are 5 native species of iris in Louisiana, and they're extremely noteworthy because there are irises all over the world, and they go back in time and history as symbols of royalty and religion and used in medicines. But the 5 native species to Louisiana were left pretty much alone for at least 1,000 years until the early 1800s when they started being noticed because our swamps are so remote and so few people around to make note of what's in them.
And left to their own devices, they developed in a certain way?
Yes, they hybridized naturally, and the natural hybrids created so many varieties of form and shape and size and color, from a pure white to an almost black, mm-hmm. with lavenders, pinks, roses, and all range of colors in between.
Sounds like a jet plane's going through your wonderful, pristine bit of nature there.
I know, but there are also lots of wonderful sounds of nature, and there's, at the moment, a wonderful migratory bird called Parula warbler, which is actually the bird that Audubon was making a portrait of when he first used the Louisiana iris in his Birds of America.
I think we hear the little guys behind you, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's
very
nice.
Yeah, they're cooperating.
Yeah, and God bless.
And there was a white egret who just flew over me and landed by one of the irises, so that's a beautiful sight, too.
Well, if he comes back, hand the cell phone to him, won't you?
Be glad to.
What are you seeing right now, Ms. Hardy?
I'm sitting on a deck out built out into the swamp, and I'm at eye level with an iris, a giant blue iris, which is called the Iris giganta cerulea. It's about 5 feet tall. It has an exquisite sapphire blue bloom on it with a yellow landing pad in the center, you know, to attract insects. And they're waving in the wind. Their upright foliage is catching the light and waving in the wind. And the iris just came into bloom this week, and they'll go up until about Easter.
We had some fun by calling that iris, I guess, the Shaquille O'Neal iris, because it's so big and strong. What does it need to get that way?
Well, this organic matter in the swamp, lots of peat and lots of water and the rich decaying material that is preserved here at Barataria.
Barataria, I don't know. That's...
Well, it's the bayou around here that runs through Jean Lafitte National Park.
Jean Lafitte, I know. It was Barataria. I was a little... Jean Lafitte is Yul Brynner in the film, as I recall.
Yeah. He's our patron pirate.
All right. Are these irises in any kind of danger?
Well, yes, they are, because so much of the land around this part of the state has been drained for development. And so this preserve is helping to keep them going. And they've been collected and kept and sent around the world, and they'll grow just about anywhere except in very, very cold climates.
So another couple of weeks to go to see them bloom, huh?
Yes. All the pastels taking us right up to Easter. So toward the end, there'll be swarms of people out here gazing at the iris, and the iris will be in full bloom. And as far as your eye can see stretching out into the freshwater swamp, you'll see nothing but the wavering heads of these beautiful blue irises just that go on and on. And it's one of the most magnificent sights that you could ever imagine.
Let me get this straight. You can be at Jean Lafitte National Park where you are.
Yes.
See the irises. Get a jolt of nature, if you please. And a mere 20 minutes later, be eating a po' boy sandwich back in town?
That's right. I can be on Bourbon Street or Royal Street eating lunch, and I will be.
Boy, that's my kind of nature.
So convenient.
It really is. Miss Hardy, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's It's my pleasure.
Jeanette Hardy is author of the book Gardens of New Orleans, Exquisite Excess. She joined us from the swamps of the Jean Lafitte National Park, just outside New Orleans.